This is TWiT.
So, turns out, LFR is unfortunately an abbreviation we're going to be needing to learn. It stands for Live Facial Recognition. Its initial trial program used in London has been controversial, with the biggest problem being, aside from just the creepy Big Brother aspect of being monitored and surveilled without your explicit consent, the biggest problem is that in the best of times, even before everyone was wearing COVID-19 masks or subnet masks, the system was causing more trouble than it was worth due to its extremely high false positive rates.
I hate
that
those
would be
pulse
a
positives.
False positive rate.
I hate those.
For any of you who have improperly canonicalized this sentence, coming in as high as 90% in two recent LFR, live facial recognition deployments, in which over 13,000 faces were scanned, six individuals were stopped as a result of a match, five of whom had been misidentified by the system.
That's not good.
That's not good. Civil rights groups say there is no clear legal basis for scanning the faces of potentially millions of citizens in the hope of catching a few people, with fears that a wholesale rollout could contribute to a shift towards a surveillance state model adopted in countries such as China. This was all happening in London. And I can say, I mentioned this during our Thursday panel last week, that it was with a little bit of surprise, but then I, of course, realized that my own well-trained iPhone looks back at me with a great deal of puzzlement when I hold it up to my masked face. It's like, no, you're going to have to do better than that,
yeah,
or
who are you,
typing
who are you?
Your
you are?
Code by hand.
What's your subnet?
Yeah. So as long as wearing face masks is considered polite, bad guys wishing to avoid any chance of automated recognition can appear to be acting with full social responsibility by wearing a mask when they're getting about some business, which is probably not socially responsible. And I guess it must come down to the question of whether people have, as we know the term is, a reasonable expectation of privacy when they're out in public. And so those, law enforcement argues that, well, if you're in public, you don't have an expectation of privacy. Although, Leo, what's the law with like taking pictures of people? Because sometimes we see people's faces blurred out when they're in public settings.
Yeah.
In order clearly to protect their identity.
So photographers are allowed to take pictures of people in public without permission. I remember when I worked at NBC that they wanted releases of anybody that would be shown on camera on NBC, regardless of where the location was. And they said, even if they're turned around, if your mother could recognize you, then we want a release. But that may have just been lawyers being overly proactive. And it is the case that, responsible photographers, we always tell people, ask permission. Don't just go around shooting. But I don't think technically you have to. A mall, that's not a public place. Some sidewalks in front of buildings may not be public. But a truly public place, you could take pictures. You have no expectation.
Oh, that's interesting.
Privacy.
So there's I'm surprised that a mall would not be considered public.
That's not. That's privately owned. So you can be kicked out of a mall. You can be kicked out of a lot of places. Train stations, airports.
I don't want to know how you know that, Leo. But
they don't. They really don't like you taking pictures. And if you're taking pictures at a power plant from the street, from a public area, you will get stopped. And you have a legal right, but at the same time, I don't know how much you want to assert that.
And we know, for example, that there are blackout zones in certain areas of the globe where satellites are not allowed to be surveilling.
Well, yeah.
So
And this only applies to the United States. Your rules may vary.